Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Fast Break Hoops. Tonight I'm just going to discuss episodes or part 3 and 4 of The Last Dance, which is all over ESPN and social media, and it's a huge, you know, cultural phenomenon going on right now. It's about the 1990s Chicago Bulls dynasty that so many of us love and remember, and I think it's great that you know, when we're deprived of basketball, that we have something to fall back on right now, that's giving people something to look forward to and enjoy, especially when we're also starved for sports content right now. I mean, I'm just dying, because right now it's like, you know, we usually have the NCAA tournament, and then the NBA playoffs usually going on right now, so it's just, or at least getting started at this point, so it's just, we're missing so much, and it's like, life is so boring without sports, and you don't really understand how much sports means to the world and the culture and society. Until something like this happens, it's just all taken from us. So just puts things in perspective, you know, quite a bit. And there's some lessons to be taken and lessons to be learned from all of this. Everyone's going to get through this, and they got to keep being smart. And, you know, be smart with your health and don't take your health for granted. Do what people say to do. Listen to these doctors. Listen to, you know, be cautious. Don't say, oh, I'm young, I'm a kid, you know, don't believe in that. And, you know, don't be going out right now unless you really need to. And wear protection, you know, wear a mask, wear a bandana, wear glasses, protect yourself. Because ultimately that's going to impact everyone else. So take care of yourself, and we're all going to get through this. Getting back to the episode, you know, it was parts 3 and 4 tonight. And part 3 was largely kind of about Dennis Rodman and his, all the misconceptions about him and just how wild he was. And they also talked about him on the Pistons and stuff in his early years, back when he was more tame and approachable, or I guess just normal. The guy was a great player, unquestionably one of the best defensive players in NBA history. The guy was just, he played at, like, you know, 1,000% energy, and that was just phenomenal, because he wasn't huge. He just worked harder than everyone else on the court. And that, like, his hustle was just second to none, and that's what made the guy great. He was just phenomenal. He was doubted his entire life, his entire career. He had to go to a really small college. Basically, just got very fortunate to even make it to the NBA. And then when he got there, he became a legend and was very, very integral to, you know, the Pistons dynasty in the late 80s. And then obviously Michael Jordan's last three-peat dynasty, the Bulls. And the guy was just amazing. And they talked about, you know, his relationship with, like, Phil Jackson, and how Phil could, you know, kind of give him enough leeway and stuff to keep him going. And it's kind of absurd how he would probably manage him to a lot of people, but it just kept him kind of, I guess, connected to the team. Phil gave him some preferential treatment, I guess you would say. This documentary is really funny, because you hear, like, all the swearing and stuff all the people were saying, and you can just hear, like, Michael Jordan and all these people cursing, which is certainly different, and it gives a different take that we've never seen, you know, on a lot of these guys, because they have such a wholesome image. But that's just how people talk in these, you know, it's just a bunch of grown men putting their feelings out there and just articulating how I feel. So there's nothing really wrong with that. But getting back to Rodman, I think one question I have about him is definitely what could have been if the guy had been really taking care of his body physically, you know, not drinking, not doing whatever the hell he was doing. God knows he was probably doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So his career, even though it was outstanding, it could have been even better, and he could have had more longevity, and I feel if he had taken care of himself a little more, then I feel like more teams would have taken a chance on him later on in his career. A lot of teams didn't want to touch the guy with 10-foot pole. He had a bad reputation. He wasn't really a dirty player, but in the 80s and stuff, he just played how the league allowed people to play back then, but he could get under your skin. I mean, he was an irritant, as Isaiah Thomas and all these people touched on, and he was just brilliant at, you know, instigating things and screwing things up. So, yeah, he had a great ability to do that, definitely. In part 4 of the episode, it was, you know, they kind of ended it with the Bulls taking on the Lakers in the 1990 NBA Finals. And a big part of that was their struggles against the Pistons, how they lost to them, you know, so many years in a row. I think it was two years in a row, probably, I think, that they lost to the Pistons. And when they finally beat them, it was a huge deal. And those guys had to really, well, they talk about a lot in the documentary. They had to really hit the weight room and work out, and all these guys just started putting on muscle, and Michael Jordan just started, you know, he got really strong, and the Pistons weren't able to bully him around as much as they had been doing in the past, and it just wasn't working, and now he was, in his own words, dishing out more of the punishment. And they had some amazing games. Something else really cool they touched on tonight was they showed Jordan's playoff wars against Cleveland and the shot he hit over Craig Elo, which was just an incredible game. And just kind of a poster moment for NBA history. That's just, you know, we all grew up with, you know, NBC running that shot, like, in their all their NBA games, basically, when the, you know, the NBA things used to come on TV, and that would always start with a video of that shot. And this is an iconic moment in sports, and it's definitely amazing, and rightfully so. That's memorable, and I'm not sure Cleveland Cavaliers fan, I guess, but they had a really good team back then. But the Bulls finally got over the hump and took them out in the playoffs. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Fast Break Hoops. I'm just going to run through some real quick initial reactions of The Last Dance, episodes 7 and 8. I just watched the episodes last night, and they were pretty cool. I got to say, I think they were the best of the series so far. And episode 7 showed Michael Jordan, you know, retiring from Bulls after the first three-peat and going into baseball, which everyone knows that story well, especially if you're, you know, you grew up in the era that I grew up in. You followed sports as closely as I followed it when I was younger. So, he, you know, after his father passes away tragically, which they also touch on in this episode, you know, he doesn't really have the heart to play basketball anymore. And if you've ever lost someone close to you, you know, tragically, it's very, very hard to, you know, sometimes function afterwards, and you need a break. And I can totally personally relate to this, and I think a lot of people can too. But it just makes you really, you know, feel for the guy, because his father was murdered, and that's gotta be a horrible thing to have to deal with. I mean, an impossible thing. And I think they portray that really well. And then he ended up going and playing baseball for a while until the player strike of baseball sent him back to the Bulls, basically. He had, you know, he had like over a year plus without playing basketball, and he was obviously still in love with the game, and I think he just got that competitive itch again and decided to return. And I remember the game he returned. I remember watching it when I was younger. He was played against the Pacers, came back, everyone knows. He wore 45, and he scored 17 points, and they lost in overtime to the Pacers at that time. And everyone was like, you know, basically, what's wrong with him? But he was just out of shape, and that year ended up being a complete bust for them. But the next year, obviously, it drove the three-peat after that, once Rodman and everyone got, once Rodman got there mainly. And episode 8 is just, you know, it shows the fourth title. It shows the build up to all that, the, you know, the playoffs. And it shows us the Sonic series, and I sit down and talk to Gary Payton, and he makes some funny comments about, you know, taking on the 72-win historically great Bulls team in the finals. And they were down 3-0, and, you know, then they won two games in a row. They rallied. But the Sonics, they were a really good team. They just ran into a buzzsaw, but they were very, you know, they were pretty competitive with the Bulls. So I think the most powerful moment from the episode is definitely watching Michael Jordan lie on the floor after he won that title and sob like a baby and, you know, cry his eyes out for several minutes. That's how much it meant to him. That's how hard it was, because he won the game, you know. He won the title on Father's Day, basically. So it's very powerful moment for him. I think that episodes 7 and 8 are definitely the best episodes of, well, the entire show so far. Of course, that's just my opinion. Especially episode 8 was very powerful. And, you know, episode 7 was powerful too, because it was talking about Michael Jordan's father's death, as I touched on earlier. When I get back to town in a couple of days, I'm going to do a longer episode with my co-host about these episodes, and we'll go on to things more detail oriented. I just want to get, you know, some things off my chest and off my mind while things are very fresh, you know, in my mind. I watched the episodes both twice last night, and I think I've watched every episode of the series so far a couple times at least. But that's just because I'm so sports deprived and basketball starved, and it's certainly been different for everyone. I hope that things change soon and things are opening up already and things are getting better, and I think we're moving in a positive direction, but we still need to err on the side of caution, and people need to be careful out there still. We're not out of this yet, and we still need to take precautions and be safe. That's pretty much all I have to say right now. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, and have a great day. Bye.